Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The DH, Randy Bush. Batting third. The center fielder, Shane Mack. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gene Larkin. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Pagliarulo. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, John Smiley. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Steve Sachs. Batting second. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Sean Abner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Esteban Beltre. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Kirk McCaskill. And now, play ball. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Knoblauch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beltre scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Mack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Sachs hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Larkin hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. Larkin reaches third base with a triple. Harper goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Twins. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Pagliarulo strikes out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gagne strikes out. Fisk drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gagne out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bell hits a ball on the ground, foul, into left field, out of the reach of Munoz. Bell reaches second base with a double. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for a single. Bell scores. It's Twins, 1, White Sox, 1. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Abner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field. Abner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush strikes out. Two outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a line drive for a single. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCaskill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Esteban Beltre is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Beltre hits a fly ball into center field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Sachs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sachs is 0 for 1 in the game. Sachs hits a fly ball into right field. Larkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz is 0 for 1 in the game. Munoz strikes out. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beltre scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beltre scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a line drive beyond third. Pagliarulo can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a line drive into left field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bell moves to second. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to third. Fisk moves to second. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Abner is 0 for 1 in the game. Abner hits a pop-up beyond short. Gagne can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Bell scores. Fisk scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Esteban Beltre is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Beltre is 0 for 1 in the game. Beltre hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pagliarulo is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne bunts towards the mound. McCaskill fields it and throws to first for the out. Pagliarulo moves to second. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 2 in the game. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field. Abner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pagliarulo moves to third. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 2 in the game. Bush hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sachs is 0 for 2 in the game. Sachs hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Munoz. Sachs reaches second base with a double. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. Raines hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive beyond third. Pagliarulo can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Sachs scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. Ventura hits a line drive for a single. Thomas scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a line drive beyond short. Gagne can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Ventura moves to third. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mack is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with McCaskill covering, for the out. one out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz is 0 for 2 in the game. Munoz hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a pop-up towards short. Beltre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Eden's now pitching. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Abner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Abner hits a line drive towards first. Harbeck reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Esteban Beltre is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Beltre is 0 for 2 in the game. Beltre hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Beltre for the out. 2 outs. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sachs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Raines is 0 for 3 in the game. Raines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards second. Sachs can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pagliarulo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beltre misplays the ball. That's an error on Beltre. Larkin moves to second. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Larkin moves to third. Pagliarulo moves to second. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Larkin scores. Pagliarulo moves to third. 1 out. It's 5-2, White Sox. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 3 in the game. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Abner who is chasing the ball. Knobloch reaches third base with a triple. Pagliarulo scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, White Sox. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bush is 0 for 3 in the game. Bush strikes out. 2 outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mack is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mack is hit by the pitch. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ventura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Rabule pinch hits for Pedro Munoz. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rabule strikes out. Fisk drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Rabule out. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a line drive into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Larkin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Rabule now playing left field. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Rabule settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Two outs. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Abner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Abner hits a fly ball into left field. Rabule settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pagliarulo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pagliarulo hits a line drive into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett pinch hits for Greg Gagne. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Puckett strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Knobloch strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox 5, and Minnesota Twins 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.